This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Schoep.
And who and what was thrown at that gentleman? And that gentleman has been ejected, but it was an ugly, ugly sight. I can't circle. I don't have my telestrator today, but here comes a pizza. See it? Oh! Jeez.
Highly unnecessary.
And the Bulldog.
Guy with the Patriots jacket, and of course he's been asked to leave the ball game for ruining a good piece of pizza. So just get beer all over. And here comes
some pizza.
On WGR.
That was an awful sight here at Fenway, and that kid, that is not tolerated in this ballpark. He has been ejected and never again allowed to buy pizza.
Sports Radio 550.
That would have been the move, Joe. If I didn't like pizza so much, that would have been the move.
Just throw it at somebody?
You and Louie have been in here for 3 hours.
Yep.
Not the kind of thing that every time in earlier days would have rattled me. But in these days, when Bulldog doesn't even come in, like, this is kind of my office. I'm not being cocky when I say that, but like you and I have, well, you used to have an office and I might have had one for like a month, but really like this is always where we do our work, quote, yep. Work, right? And today and tomorrow, right? Tomorrow too?
Yep, 12 to 3.
Can't get in here until like 2:55. Yep. Should have just come in with some pizza and started firing. That would have been the move, right?
Or you could have just come in with pizza and we would let you hang out.
Yes, that's maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest, better. You know. Be the, you know, these are the newer guys. Like you're the old standby. Show up and feed them.
Just get out of sure. here. Start throwing food. Just leave.
A food fight right on the air. That could be good.
Very different approach than I was expecting to hear.
I did have some nice conversations though out in the main part of our facility here as a few managers were walking around. Thursdays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's not just tumbleweeds blowing
no.
through
I was
the,
gonna say,
the
yeah.
offices.
There's open offices, I'm sure, somewhere in this building.
Yeah, I found a desk. But Thursdays, I think, are days when some of those people come in, like maybe once a week. And so we had a couple conversations, mostly about the Orange Zone, you know, schools and the overall situation. I wanted to find out, so when is the earliest, realistically, it could turn back? The numbers have to improve, and then some judgment ultimately will be made that we're allowed to, you know, open our restaurants again and, you know, go get our haircut.
Yeah, I did. I know I saw some teachers referencing the possibility of going back. I guess it would be after Thanksgiving break, like maybe December 1st. And I don't know if that means students and everything or what, but like that was the vibe I was getting, that might be the soonest you might try to reestablish on location school.
Well, the conversation I had out here with a manager, I won't name him because I didn't, you know, basically check with him about it, but we were just talking and he said his understanding is every 2 weeks there will be some update or revision on that. So he was telling me, and if this is not the case, we'll find out and correct it, that we're here for at least 2 weeks. And 2 weeks from today is December 2nd.
Right. So I saw that yesterday, so that would – December 1st maybe is – yeah.
But right, probably there has to be a real shift in the trends, yeah. You know? And can this be expected to accomplish that at the rate necessary? I don't know. I do know that I kind of like if a bunch of us got together and got tested and we thought we were negative and we were, and we could bring that number down like a speck, then, you know, maybe we could get organized and try to do that. Who knows? But it is what it is. Sorry for the cliche. We're in the orange zone here, and that means some places that we've enjoyed here off and on, some of us at least, for the last few months, are going to close again effective tonight. So let that hair grow. I had a haircut for Saturday, my cousin Julie, and pushed it back because I was starting to like it.
Oh, the longer hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was starting to like it, so I postponed my appointment with her, and, you know, now.
Yeah.
Could be long.
I was
long
pretty
time.
Relieved when I finally did get to see my guy in September and got the beard. The hair needed to be cut too, and I don't like to wear it too long, but, and it had gotten pretty long, but the beard was especially out of control. And I guess I should have planned better. It's only been a couple of months, not even. But the beard is already starting to annoy me, and I, you know, now who knows?
Just hack it off.
Could be a while.
Just kill it.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's been 10 years. It's a part of me. I can't just hack it off.
It's like me talking about that furniture I'll never not have. It's a part of me. Why would I get rid of this?
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I had a beard not nearly as long as Bulldog's, but like it was easily the longest I have ever had, and I decided probably 2 months before I shaved it off that I wanted to shave it off, because it's like you can't go back. Like, it's way too much of a commitment after. So
you just put it off for 2 months?
I just thought about it for 2 months and then never ended up doing it until I did. Right. So
to me, there's no point. I know what I would do if I did shave it off. I mean, I would just start growing another one. And
yeah,
so
that's fun too.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess maybe now is the time to do something like that if you're going to be, you know, not maybe going anywhere for a little while. But you know, that going all the way down. I mean, I got a pretty good growth going. So to get all the way down to my face, I mean, I fear what I might look like. It's been so long since I've not had a beard.
Well, I might, you know, if I loosen up later, I might want to play Would You Take with the Orange Zone, but not right now. I don't want people to think, well, these guys have been talking for like 3 minutes. All they're going to talk about is the Orange Zone and beards. So here's a sports thing. You ready for a sports thing? I shouldn't have to ask you. Of course you're ready for a sports thing. So have you thought about how after four games, we increasingly were talking about Josh Allen for MVP, and then it abruptly stopped and has never even been brought up once the whole time?
I haven't thought about it, but that's pretty accurate.
You know, like he seemed to be in the middle of a season where maybe it was even possible, and then the Titans game and the Chiefs game was first, or the Titans game was first?
Titans game was first. Yeah,
Titans and then Chiefs, and then really, like, even though the Bills are 3-1 since Kansas City, including and their losses on a Hail Mary. I don't know. Somewhere people are talking about it, but you and I haven't been talking about it or heard anybody else really talk about it. I think that's how I think of it. So
yeah, I don't know what is. Do you know?
Yes,
I have a feeling you're leading up to it.
Yes,
I didn't look. I haven't looked. I'm trying to. I'm trying to be good.
I am having. I am enjoying the MVP. Discussion makes it sound like it's just continuing. Maybe it is. I like the MVP this year. And I probably liked it other years, but, you know, in recent years, it hasn't ended up being close at all. Like, Lamar Jackson got every vote last year. I don't think he needed every vote, but he got it, and there was no real mystery about who would win. So I'm kind of into this award. I like this as a sort of a sidecar to the season itself. Allen ranks. Do you want to guess, or do you want me to tell you?
Well, yeah, I do kind of. Is Russell Wilson still the top?
No.
Okay. Ooh.
Too many turnovers
Aaron Rodgers.
Lately.
Aaron Rodgers is the top.
Third.
Wow. Is it Mahomes?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know what?
Tell me his number, please.
Shouldn't it be? Who would you vote for right now? Can you
either
do that
Rogers
without...
or him? I'd need to sit and look at it and think about it. I don't know who's where Rogers' numbers are at. I know Mahomes has one interception and probably what 25 touchdowns or something.
25-1. Rogers has already matched his touchdown total from last year. He has 26 touchdowns and 3 picks.
Yeah. Is that how you would? That sounds like you're saying that's where you would start.
Well, it's one place to look. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's a very maybe entry level sort of cursory. Like let me look at their stats. See who's having the better year, and like that's pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Allen is first in yards. Yeah. Although he has an extra game on some of these guys, he hasn't had his bye week yet. So,
yeah, I think that's he'll get passed by. I looked at that the other day, and I think he should get passed by 3 or 4 guys. I think this weekend if they play up to their normal level,
maybe even more. Wilson is at 10 interceptions.
Yeah,
Mahomes is at 1.
Yeah,
and I'll assume 7. That Mahomes has not had like 9 interceptions dropped. I bet it's not 0.
No, probably not. No, that's right.
So
what is Mahomes' number?
Plus 180.
Before I try to guess Allen's. Plus 180?
Yep. You know, Mahomes, without even looking at statistics, and you can do this about Wilson, I think, and you can do this about Rodgers. Like, how would you vote, or what would it be based on? What would your vote be based on? The thing I think that's sort of like basic here is, We're only talking about great players or players having great seasons, I know. So that's a small group to begin with. And then it's how many other great players on that team can we name? And the more you can name, the lesser the chances of the guy is. Like, oh, okay, well, Mahomes, you know, they don't really run the ball. They did against the Bills, but that was kind of an anomaly. And, you know, they have a couple of great receivers, but We're in this place. I'm just sort of thinking out loud here. We're in this place where we think that the offense is kind of everything, and within offense, quarterback is most of it. And so it kind of obviously quarterback is going to win. Like one quarterback is going to win.
Yeah. Right.
And then you take, you know, is the team winning all the time? And then the stats, and you end up at, you know, one of these guys. Which one could be, it could vary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kansas City has, I think, the deepest, most talented group of skill players around their quarterback. He even gets stuff from guys that are below, like, you know, even Sammy Watkins, say. That can cut both ways. Like, that can be, those guys might be great, and if they had a bigger role on a team without like Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce, maybe they would get more balls and maybe they would be more established as, you know, star players in the league. Or they just are able to, you know, make big plays in that offense because their quarterback's a witch. So I don't know which of those, you know, you could choose a path there and credit Mahomes or, you know, sort of take away from him because he's got so much to work with.
What about coaching?
I mean, it's got to be a part of it.
It's a factor, right? But that doesn't help Mahomes to win the MVP. It hurts him. Compared with maybe Rodgers or, you know, someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we all think that Mahomes is lucky to have Andy Reid. That he, you know, that Reid is a big part of his success. Not maybe most of it, but a lot of it. Right? Mahomes has already won an MVP. I'm not trying to figure out whether it's possible for him to win an MVP. He'll probably win multiple in his career, you know, maybe even this year. He is the favorite. Not a big favorite, but he is the favorite right now over Wilson and then Rodgers. And then there are 3 other players, all quarterbacks, after Rodgers and before Allen, who is 7th, the 8th guy on the bet online list. Actually, it's a tie, and neither is a quarterback. 8-9. Allen is 7 on the list. 22-1.
Oh, okay. I would have guessed higher than that. Because he's 7th. Yeah, I would have expected there to be a bigger gap between there and the top, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Then don't bet it.
No.
You're getting a measly 22-1.
Right. I was thinking more like it probably would get to like 50-1.
That's next. That's the next two guys are 50-1.
Okay.
So I think that would put Allen in like the second tier here.
Yeah. He's got time to get himself back, you know, into the conversation. I mean, if he's seventh right now, I guess he's in the conversation. You know, I mean, that's not a crazy long shot, and he's got six games left to work with. You know, and if he has a few more games like he's had, like his best games, like, and the team wins, I don't know, they've got 7 wins right now, they get to 12. Mm-hmm. You know, like that would enhance his, you know, I'm assuming 5 more wins would come along with, you know, some good games from him.
They have 3 night games left.
Right.
At least.
So that you're right. The Bronco game could be one too. So, you know, that he's got a chance to still make some, I'm struggling to not say make some hay.
Or Miami could even be a night game.
Sure, that could get flexed into the that's for the division. That's the kind of game that gets put in that slot.
They have 7 games left, and as many as 5 could be night games.
Their next game could be their last Sunday 1 o'clock game.
Right? Chargers.
If the Denver game gets moved to Saturday, yeah.
They don't have 7 games left. They got 6 games left.
Oh right,
six games.
Right, they're
left.
7-3. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they play the Chargers next week at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, and then there's a chance the rest of the games are.
Run it down. What's next after that? Is that San Francisco?
San Francisco on Monday night, Steelers on Sunday night, the Broncos game, which we don't know about yet, which could be on Saturday, maybe even Saturday night, New England on Monday night, and then the Dolphins game.
Okay. How about that? Glitzy.
Yeah.
Glitzy, Joe. All right.
I like it. That's more than I saw like the first 10 years I watched.
I know. They've already had 2. It is only 2.
Are we counting the Tuesday night football?
Yes.
Yeah, that was not supposed to be one, but they did have a – that's right, yeah.
Should we not count that?
No, we should, I think.
That was just more of a fluke.
Would we have counted that Monday night game they played in Detroit a couple years ago?
And I know, you're right. It wasn't scheduled.
Yeah.
But you're right. So it did happen, you know. Whatever you want.
Yep. Well, 2 of these other ones aren't, as of now, even scheduled, but they could end up there, you know.
Denver and Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. Like, well, I'm having a hard time. Like, that we talked about that Saturday-Sunday thing for that Denver game. And none of the games really jump out at, like, that's got to be the night game. And I feel like the biggest reason I would say right now that I wouldn't bet on the Bills getting that Saturday night window is just that they're on the 2 weeks prior to that, they're on the week after that, and they might be thinking about Buffalo Miami for the Sunday night finale. And like, you're talking about 5 weeks to end the season with the Bills in primetime. I just can't imagine that's ideal for the networks.
Kind of insane.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, back to MVP. It's Mahomes at +180. It's Wilson at +250. Rodgers at +425. Of the three, I think Rodgers is the one where you would give him the highest percentage. This is definitely debatable. The highest percentage of credit for his team's success. But not by much, necessarily, over Mahomes or even Wilson. Right? It's all pretty close.
Sure.
What is Kyler Murray in that respect? We've watched him.
Yeah. I feel like he's closer to Allen territory than he is those three.
In terms of the betting line, he is way closer to the top.
Wow.
+550. Murray is 4th. That's if he has a night tonight and is like better than Wilson and they beat them again. I don't know. That Hail Mary goes a long way. That play,
I know, that, it's sort of silly, but
it is, but it was amazing. Like, it does, that would go a long way. So, you know, good game tonight. We'll see what we get. Murray is 4th at +550. Then 2 others. Who else is above Allen in the MVP race?
Roethlisberger.
Yep.
And Brady.
Yes, right. Plus 1,400, plus 1,600. I don't know. Okay. Pittsburgh is undefeated. They have a great passing game going right now with lots of different people. You've got three easily startable fantasy receivers on Pittsburgh. I mean, those guys are almost must-starts on any team. Claypool, Smith-Schuster, and Deontay Johnson. I mean, those guys are all, I think we're at that point. Plus, they have a good matchup this week, so especially this week. But I think they're all in your lineup if you have those guys. And then you have Brady. That's a little different, but not too different than that with Pittsburgh. Brady is 16-1 to win the MVP. No thanks. No thanks. You know, there have been a couple of bad games.
The Bears games have been really, really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe some of that's reputation. I don't think he wins.
Haven't all these guys but Mahomes, though, had a couple bad games? I mean, he doesn't have bad games, but.
Right, right. They have one loss, and it was a super high-scoring game. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, his least productive game might have been the Bills win. The game they beat the Bills in. I think the Charger game, maybe. He didn't have big numbers in that Chargers game. They won it, but mm-hmm. I think they did a good job on him for most of that game.
Rodgers at Tampa was a disaster.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't completely discount Brady. I don't like him as much as these other guys, but.
You know who has not had a bad game, though? Murray. At least in terms of stats. Like,
right.
His worst game is not bad.
There's a night game. It's not the Seattle game, I don't think. There's a night game where he's really erratic throwing. Like, they still got points. He made some big throws, but he at one point in the game, he was like 8 for 20 or something, I think.
Is that Dallas?
That's the Dallas game, I think.
Yeah.
He's 9 for 24, 188 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He only completes 9 passes.
That's the total line?
Yeah.
What did he run for?
He ran for...
He has 10 rushing touchdowns.
10 for 74 and a touchdown on the ground.
Like, he's got 10. Yeah. Allen has 5, and it's a lot. Allen has 22 rushing touchdowns these three seasons. I always know that number. 8, 9, 5, right? 8 and then 9. And this year so far, I think 5, right? So he's got 22, which is like record pace. That's Cam Newton. You're talking about the best ever in that particular stat. Right up there. And then Murray has double Allen this year so far.
Boy, I'd love to know, like, just before we move on to something else. You mentioned like the Hail Mary being a factor, like it you know, and it's a little silly, but it's true. Like, if that doesn't happen, like, how much does hitting Diggs for a game-winning touchdown push Allen up? Like,
right.
Is he fourth on this list instead of what is he seventh? You said?
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder, you know, because that play would have been, you know, it's not a Hail Mary, so it wouldn't have been as amped up as the Hail Mary. But it would have been a big play on the weekend for sure.
No, you're right, and it shouldn't mean anything.
I know
the Hail Mary to this point, but it does.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's a perfect pass. It was not an easy pass, and it was a perfect pass. As was Murray's in a different kind of way, right? Just sort of more of a prayer, but anyway, caught. Nice job. Yep. Nice job.
Yeah, I mean it's a great play, but you can't. I think you're being really biased if you deny the luck factor in that play, whereas the Allen to Diggs is a better football play. It's a better pass. It's more precise. You know, you're fortunate to complete it because Diggs had to make a diving catch on it, but it was thrown where he wanted to put it, and so was Murray's. It's just different.
Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara are next, plus 5,000. Then Phillip Rivers. There's your top 10 in the MVP. I know. There's your top 10 in the MVP odds right
Phillip
now.
Phillip Rivers should be 100th.
He is 10th. 66-1.
Seriously, I can't find a defensive player. Like, what?
Phillip Rivers. He has 11 touchdowns and 7 picks this year. He's 10th.
I know. I'm not voting for him.
He can't even run the QB sneaks.
Doesn't even. They bring him out. They pull him out for that.
That's not very valuable.
not in this economy. No. 803-0550.
The credibility of this entire exercise has been severely damaged by Phillip Rivers' presence.
By his name even coming up. Yes. I think I might agree. Greg Wyshynski today, the latest on the NHL talks and what we might be looking at in terms of a season and when. There was some news today from him. So our timing is pretty fortunate there. John Clayton today. Also, Throwback Thursday trivia from Rachel is a chance to win a gift card. So stay tuned for that. Lines open for you, 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Sneaky Joe. This is WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Line is playing much better. Jerry Hughes has come alive. The back end getting turnovers. Tremaine is getting healthy. He's flying around a lot more. And so they're progressing in the right direction. They just have to continue to work, continue to grind.
Lorenzo Alexander weighing in on the Bills D. No game Sunday. How are you looking for being able to watch football on Sunday? Is this something that you want to make happen? Is this something you expect to be able to do? Is this something you don't want to do because you might want the break?
No, I definitely will want to do it. Should not be any challenge whatsoever for me to spend the entire day and evening sitting in front of the TV watching football. My wife's working. Even if she weren't, I don't think it would be a big deal. But with her being out of the house from like 6 a.m. until 9 at night, I'll be cleared to just pretty much do whatever I want.
How about that? What about Leo?
Leo will just watch whatever he wants to watch on his phone or play Xbox or play the guitar. One of those things.
From 6 in the morning to 9?
You know, he
conceivably
might sleep for a good chunk of that.
Take a nap in the middle?
Take a couple? Or, you know, not quite 6 in the morning.
Here's a thing like that, maybe, involving me. I have now, this is like 4 days in a row. So this is about the fourth day in a row where I have awakened at, I mean, it is an hour where many, many people would get up and start their day.
Uh-huh.
But for me, no one else in the house is really awake yet. And I'm taking the option to fall back asleep. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday, this happened, and it's like the third day in a row of this, and I am loving the second sleep. Like, sleep two, I'm calling it. Sleep two has been just the best. I mean, very vivid dreams, and I wake up like, oh, I love sweet. By the time I wake up from sleep two, everybody's up, but it's not yet a gross time of day to get out of bed, the way I see it. It's like, maybe it's 9, mm-hmm. right? I wake up from sleep two at 9. I wake up from sleep one at like 5:30. I'm up for an hour, just on my phone or whatever, and then sleep two, baby.
Sleep two, right?
gotta love sleep two. So last night I went to bed. This was the plan now. Sleep two is now like the plan.
You're counting on sleep two.
I am counting on it. I am looking forward to it. As I go to bed last night, what I'm really looking forward to is being asleep, waking up, and then going back to sleep, and then waking up from that. I'm really looking forward to sleep, too. This is all really bad. Like, this is not how you should live. This is not how you should live. Somehow, I think I'm finding that talking about this will maybe matter in me stopping this behavior. I don't know.
Well,
but
it might. I mean, that's a common trait. I think we, at least for us on the radio, we like sort of guilt ourselves into stopping this behavior that we know is not good. So if I say it on the radio, maybe some people will jab at me on Twitter about it or something. And I'll do something about it. It's a step in recovery, I think.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it too. I'm not sure that there's proof of this being right, but that's how I'm looking. So This morning, I woke up 5:30. Like, oh, this is the best. I'm just going to lay here for an hour and then fall asleep again and then wake up. And, you know, whatever time that is, great. I cannot wait for sleep, too. The plan went to perfection, except that now I'm waking up at like 9:30. And that's too late. Nine has got to be the limit. Nine is the limit.
I hear you.
You sleep past nine and your kids are awake and doing things and your wife, my wife is on work calls, you know, sometimes before eight. Like now I'm the worst. I'm officially the worst.
Yeah. You're treading into territory where someone, maybe even your daughter, would be like, "Daddy, are you okay?"
What would I tell her? Oh,
you're
no.
Getting up so late. And, you know, yeah, your wife might be waiting to have a talk with you.
And all those ads.
Sleeping that late.
All those ads for depression, they say one trait or one thing that is common is you don't want to get out of bed, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm thinking, like, ooh, I don't know. I do really like sleep, too.
I think you alluded to this the other day that like you said you haven't started running yet, but
no.
This sort of behavior is what got me to start running in the first place because I was headed in I just was not feeling good, and I knew what I was doing, and I knew it wasn't healthy, but I was sort of in a rut. And you know, I don't know how much. I think there was some depression in there. Like, I never got diagnosed or anything, but you know, it was not a very positive lifestyle, I would say. Like, I wasn't doing anything harmful to myself, you know, with drugs or alcohol necessarily. It was just, you know, I didn't have anywhere to be once the kids were at school, and my wife would be at work. I'm like, oh, should I go back to bed and sleep until. Well, I wake up, whatever. I don't care. What do I have to do? And I hate that feeling. I spent a lot of March through September, October really sort of being like that still.
Sleep too.
And I hated it, sleep too. I did not like it. And it was more like up at 3 in the morning until 6 in the morning and then falling back asleep. And you know, I would do stuff, read, phone, iPad, whatever, because I couldn't get back to sleep. And it was just this massive time in the middle of the night where you're not asleep. So then, you know, you're sleeping until 9:30, 10 o'clock even. And like, ugh. So I mentioned the other day, like I'm back to a groove. I've got my sleeping is improved. That was, I alluded to a medical thing. I had to go do some testing. That's why I got a COVID test back in, I guess it would have been, oh my gosh, when was that? September, I think. I did that. And so I've got one of these CPAP machines and I'm sleeping now. If I go to bed at 11 o'clock, I wake up at 6 or 6:30 in the morning and I've slept soundly and I'm up and I'm ready to go. So I feel like I'm climbing out of a 9-month hole I dug, but I'm climbing.
I'm always doing the same thing when I'm awake, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Doesn't matter. It's lineups and trades. Trade deadlines are happening now though, so some leagues it's too late. But you know, you want to be a little bit careful there too. Like to send a trade offer at 3 in the morning, it might not look good for some reason. You know, like is this guy insane? Right. But there's an episode of The Office. Right. Remember, you watched The Office, Angela. Had this boyfriend who was a senator, not Dwight, but she had a boyfriend who was the senator she would talk about, and other people in the office thought he was gay for some reason, and they would talk about that, and you know how they do those little stand-ups with the camera or whatever, they're talking to the camera, and they have Ryan the temp on, right, Ryan? And he's like, I'll tell you how I knew he was gay, he was liking my Facebook posts at 3 in the morning. I do not want to be sending trade offers at 3 in the morning because why is this happening this way? Whatever. 7 or 8, maybe that's okay. Not insane. Greg Wyshynski coming up at 4. So Greg tweeted today in an article of his about the realignment for the NHL this year. This is what he's hearing for divisions when the season ever commences. The Sabres would be in something called the East Division. Still, you know, maybe we can talk to Greg about whether we should do better with the names. But East, Buffalo, Boston, Carolina, New Jersey, Islanders, Rangers, Flyers, Washington. Pittsburgh would be moved to, I guess, the West. They'd be in the Central Division, and so would Tampa.
Yeah.
And Florida would be in that division, too. So if we get our season, the Sabres division would look different. We've heard for a long time about there being an all-Canada division. Everybody seems to expect that, and that's in this article as well. All the Canadian teams in one division because you can't get across the border. So East Division, what do we think?
I mean, Buffalo and Boston join the Metropolitan is what it sort of it sounds like to
without
me,
the
right?
Penguins.
Without the Penguins, right? So you know, I'm getting rid of a Tampa problem. I'm getting rid of a Toronto problem. You know, as far as like quality of team, playing them to me isn't a problem. I like when they play Toronto; it's fun, and I like seeing Tampa too. But
Detroit is in the Central too.
What's that?
Detroit.
Okay.
Is in the Central too.
So, but I've still got Boston, and then I'm getting a whole different host of teams that are, you know, different degrees of good. I think Philadelphia is tracking to be pretty good. Last time I saw them, they had a nice year last year.
Yep.
Washington, I don't know where they're at, if they're resetting or what they're doing exactly. But, you know, I think you're going to have some challenging teams in your division. I'll be real interested to see how much, how division centric the schedule ends up being. If there is like geographic reason to try to play only, mainly in your division.
I bet it's heavy.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Is right. To reduce travel. We don't know if this is going to be in arenas or if it's going to be in a bubble or just what. But that's a big part of the reason for this. So if they play Greg's, we'll talk to him, as I said, shortly. Like his, what he wrote another time as his idea, what he would do, is 60 games. And that may be a lot for where we're at here. We're bickering about how they'll be paid and everything. Like it's not off the ground yet. If it's 50 games, I wouldn't be surprised if almost all of it is in your own division. Maybe all of it is. Maybe those are the only teams you play, and you play them in bubbles, and then your playoffs are four teams from that division, and then it's not until the semifinals that anybody plays anybody else from outside their own division. That seems possible to me.
I'll bet if they do the like you're saying, it's that division centric. I'll bet the playoff field. I bet they push to get. Normally it's 16. This past year it was 24. I'll bet you get 24 again.
Okay.
One thing I read from Elliot Friedman today was that the players might push for that. Something to get. As far as, if they have to concede more, a portion of salaries and the escrow and all this stuff that they're probably going to be fighting about, sadly, maybe publicly, that something that maybe the players would appease the players is to expand the playoff field again like they did last year.
There's more money in it that on that end to do that?
I suppose, or just more opportunity to be in the playoffs. I mean, I'm not sure what there wasn't an explanation given for why the players would like that or that would appeal to them. It was just sort of simply written that way.
And you'd think teams would, if there were some financial gain, teams will do whatever they can for financial gain. But if people can't go, it's a long ways off. I mean, that's April or May. And I mean, hopefully we're in a different place by then, but who knows? So again, Greg Wyshynski, ESPN coming up. And we'll dive into some of these hockey issues here with him in about 16 minutes, I guess. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We've got John Clayton later, and we've got Rachel's Throwback Thursday trivia later. You can win a $50 gift card from Rachel's. Stay tuned. This is WGR. Welcome back. If you're curious about what is going to happen with the NHL season, stay tuned. We'll have Greg Wyshynski from ESPN on shortly, and we'll try to get some answers. Or he might ask us the questions. At least we'll try to get the answers, and usually with Greg, he has a lot of them. surprising or at least unforeseen injury news in the NFL. DeAndre Swift has a concussion. And this guy for Detroit has, I mean, finally. Detroit is not, in my opinion, I think a lot agree, a team that tends to make smart decisions. But they finally got around to heavily leaning on DeAndre Swift, a highly drafted rookie, after getting over themselves for signing Adrian Peterson and whatever else. And Swift was doing really well, but this is kind of out of nowhere, this injury. And if he is in concussion protocol on a Thursday, it is not considered likely that he would play Sunday. So, you know, for fantasy purposes and whatever else, yep. You might not have, you know, DeAndre Swift. You're probably really counting on him if you're trying to win your league, and he might be out.
Yep. And I saw news just, it's about an hour old now, I guess, maybe. Teddy Bridgewater is unlikely to play Sunday
yep.
for Carolina. So.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. It surprised me a little bit that it didn't sound more like that in the last couple days. But with the injury that he suffered, it seemed like that's got to be a game, probably. But anyway, P.J. Walker from the XFL will start for Carolina if Bridgewater does not start. That's kind of cool. Speaking of football, quickly tonight, Kenyon Drake is back. He ran for 100 against the Bills, and I guess now he's like through, that would seem to show it, through his injury suffered earlier that he'd missed time from. Chase Edmonds was the guy before Drake even started last week and still contributes. There's some value in Chase Edmonds even when Drake is playing. Joe, like Chase Edmonds right now, what would it take for you to start him with Drake back? It's a great matchup. I mean, you want every piece you can get from this game, I think.
If I had DeAndre Swift, I might start him.
Yeah, but that's right. You got to decide tonight, right?
Yeah, I would start him over Drake. I would maybe start him over any running back in this game.
You would start him over Drake?
I think I would.
Yeah. I would not.
The receptions are there. I'll take the receptions against Seattle over anything on the ground.
And you'd start him over Carlos Hyde, if no Carson?
Yeah.
I like Carlos Hyde more than the sites I use to.
I have him in a couple places. The sites I use to do not like him, and I don't know if that's because he doesn't get work in the receiving game or if people are still wondering if Carson's going to play tonight. I think he's questionable last I checked. But
that could be it, but it sounds like he won't.
So, right, then I don't really have a good reason why. Unless it's just going to be that last game was a lot of throwing. He still got the touchdown, though.
Hyde?
Yeah.
I think he had 19 touches.
Yeah, he had 15 carries.
And Carson played.
15 carries and 3 receptions.
Holy cow. I mean, you'd take that. Bulldog, you have any piece of this game?
Yeah, I've got Kyler Murray, and the team I'm playing has Russell Wilson.
All right. Showdown.
So we've got big-time fantasy action tonight, yeah. I'm not sure if there's anything else. I don't have anything else. I'm not sure if the team I'm playing does. I haven't checked that. I looked at it and went, ooh, Wilson and Murray, and I just sort of closed the app. That was enough. That was enough
cool.
for me.
Yeah. Might be the top two guys for the week at that position, both playing tonight. So should be a fun game. The total is up in the high 50s, the total points for this game. And Seattle at home is favored by only 3. We have Greg Wyshynski next. Stay tuned. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.